The head coach of the Red Hot Nate Hookspix, Mike Gabonette, joins us once again. Mike, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
Good, Jay. Thanks for having me on.
Well, your team just kind of continues to roll. Now, how did that break impact you, if anything? Rather long break this year.
Yeah, you know what? We did have a long break, but we kind of extended our, even though we didn't have games, we kind of extended our on-ice play for a little bit longer. I think I mentioned earlier, we brought in a skills coach just for kind of an extra week right before final exams, just kind of get a break from me, but to keep the guys on the ice engaged, and then brought them back just before the start of the new year. So it's a tough break, but it's also good. It's good for the guys to get home to their families and recharge a little bit, so ready for the second half.
How did they react to the skills coach?
It was great. You know, I think it's a thing with nowadays in hockey, coaches get so caught up with systems and all that stuff, you forget that how important just individual skills are. And so we try to take a little time every practice to make sure we're before or after practice, we're working on those individual skills that I believe you need to in order to have a successful team play as well.
When you work on those skills as the players, do you see an instant, you know, change right away in them, or is it going to take some time? And now that you spent a week doing it, would you as a coach implement it more regularly into your practice routine?
Yeah, I think so, and I think we do. We try to do that anyways in our regular practice as well. I think, you know, you get different players from all different programs when they get here, so some have really good individual habits, some need improvement, and there's areas for growth. And I think the more you can focus on the individual attention and give those guys those individual skills and habits, and then the key is to teach those habits and skills and then have them translate into gameplay and team play. But I believe you got to work on it every day. You know, if you look at the good professionals out there, whatever, they're always, you know, before practice, after practice, during practice, the coach allows to work on that stuff, and it's so important.
What type of, let's get into specifics a little bit. Yeah. You know, what type of drills did you work on?
So for instance, even this Monday, we just had a Monday practice. We did a split group, so we have an hour and a half of ice, and instead of having the whole team out at the same time, we go half the guys are working out and half the guys are on the ice, so it's a little bit more small group. So one coach has 7-8 forwards and one coach has four or five B-men, and then we just did a little bit of individual skills at both ends, and we go for about 35 minutes, depending on what our focus is that week kind of thing. Our puck management was kind of one of our focus this week, so we did a lot of kind of individual cycle plays and how to protect the puck and how to attack and make a move and attack the net. And for a D-man, we worked on getting up ice and gaining with the puck and how to escape a one-on-one forechecker. And then we kind of switched the group. So, again, you know, there's kind of nowhere to hide for the guys out there, which is good for a coach and gets that individual attention that they all need.
Looking ahead, you are in Red Deer tonight, and then you're back home to take on Red Deer, a home and away. Red Deer comes in currently third in the ACAC. Your team is still a perfect 18-0 this year. You do have 17 regulation wins and one in overtime. Who took you past regulation?
Augustana.
Okay, there's
Augustana. Yeah, we were down 4-1 going into the third period, so it was a nice comeback for the guys. For sure.
Oh, nice. Red Deer College, what's the biggest challenge they present?
You know what? They're a good skating team, and they come hard in their arena, so we kind of worked on breaking out under pressure this week, so we'll have to be ready for that. And they have a good team. I think they're, yeah, like you said, third place and only 6 losses, and so it'll be a good challenge for our group.
When does the recruitment for you start? Like, you know, it's different, you know, university's a little bit different than trade schools, right? So does your recruitment process start a little bit later, Mike?
Yeah, you know what, it's always an ongoing process. Myself, I've probably seen about, you know, 6 or 7 games. We're fortunate to have a great staff working with us, too, that get out and see a few more junior games at the AJHL and the WHL level. So it really is, though, an ongoing process, especially, like you said, with Nate. Some guys will have for a little bit longer, but other guys will be done their programs in 2 or 3 years. So that turnover is always happening every year. So it's definitely an ongoing process, and it's I find as a coach, it's time you just have to dedicate to your week to be on top of it, or else it will get away from you.
Yeah, for sure. And the competition, you know, it increases all the time, I'm sure, for different schools. Does the LRT route at all impact your recruiting? You know, for some guys who look and say, well, maybe I can't live close to Nate, but now that's on an LRT line, if I don't have a car, does that matter at all or not really?
Yeah, you know, probably not a huge discussion point in the recruiting process, but like you said, it's a positive, though, for guys that are from out here and just to be able to get around the city and downtown and all that stuff. So it's definitely not something we shy away from showing them when we're bringing them on campus to tour.
And looking ahead to the second half of the season, Mike, like I'm sure as a coach you would never talk about the perfect season by any stretch of the imagination. But when your team is 18-0 and you know obviously very comfortable in a playoff spot, pretty much you could lose out and make the playoffs right now. But what do you focus on? What's the short term goal? I know coaches are always looking for goals for their team. What's your motivation for your team in the new year?
We talk about kind of that consistent execution all the time and what makes a great player a great team, and it's usually consistently making the correct decisions on the ice. So that's something we focus on every week. And the fun part about it now is, you know, you tend to realize that you're getting team's best game most of the time when you're coming into town, just like, you know, in college football or something. If you're coming in undefeated, they're probably getting up for the game. So that's a little bit of motivation we found in the first period. Teams are really ready to play us. So and then we have high expectations in practice. You know, our coaching staff does a great job of being fair about setting those expectations. And so, you know, we hold ourselves to high standard. We just kind of keep on striving to do that every week.
Well, Mike, continued success. We'll be watching closely. Perfect season.